From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, the third day of September 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting a slight chance of showers today after 9 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a high around 77 degrees. The northwest wind will be at 6 to 9 miles an hour. Chance of precip today, 20%. We'll run down the next 3 days' weather in a moment, but first, here is the weekend review. Some of the stories that made the news August 30th, to September the 3rd, 2013. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail that approximately 30 members of the Cairo and Durham communities met recently with Assembly Member Pete Lopez at the Cairo Public Library. The subject of the meeting was the Cairo-Durham Central School District's elementary grade level realignment plan. The controversial plan will take effect with the first day of school on Thursday, September the 5th. Lopez told the group his intention was to hear residents' concerns and I quote, see where I can be of assistance, end quote. Among the issues raised at the meeting, the school board is unresponsive to the community. The plan will involve complicated and long bus routes. There are few or no educational benefits, and it does not save as much money as closing the Durham building and moving all the elementary students to the Cairo building. Through 2 hours of discussion, it was noted the only solution to the problem will come from the Board of Education. Lopez said repeatedly, while providing support and answers, he has no authority over the school. You will find that full story in today's Daily Mail. Harry Teasdale reported in the Columbia paper, Columbia County District Attorney Paul Chica is recovering from a recent heart surgery. Chica went under the knife on August the 16th at St. Peter's Hospital in Albany to replace a heart valve and to repair an aortic aneurysm. In his absence, the DA's office is being managed by longtime assistant district attorney David Costanzo. The DA lost vision in one eye, the event that led to his recent hospitalization. The vision loss is permanent, and Chica will now wear a patch over one eye. His vision in his other eye was not affected. He expects to return to office in a relatively short period of time. That full story is in the Columbia paper. John Mason reports in the Register Star that the winners of the 4th Annual Victoria A. Simons Locavore Award were announced on Monday on the closing day of the Columbia County Fair. Winners, Starton's Farm and Market, run by Stanley and Donna Starton, and the Hawthorne Valley Association in Harlemville, and Josie Prowell, chef and new owner of Local 111 in Philmont, each received an engraved award and a cash prize of $1,000. The awards recognize notable achievement in bringing together local farmers and consumers in support of locally grown products. The awards are named in honor of the late Vicki Simons, longtime editor of the Independent newspaper, member of the Columbia County Agricultural Society Board of Directors, and executive director of the Columbia County Bounty. That full story you will find in the Register Star. The National Weather Service is predicting a slight chance of showers today after 9 a.m., otherwise cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny. It'll be a high near 77 degrees. Tuesday night, patchy fog after 4 a.m., otherwise partly cloudy with a low around 55. The weather for the next 3 days on Wednesday, patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise sunny, high near 74 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 53. For back to school Thursday, a slight chance of showers, mostly sunny with a high near 72. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 47, and on Friday, sunny with a high near 71 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 50. Sun rose this morning at 6:24 a.m. and will set at 7:24 p.m. The length of the day, exactly 13 hours. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Tuesday, the third day of September 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.